We're going to go ahead and order the same weather. We're going to order the same weather for next weekend in Marion. It's at Ray Fosse Park, I believe, with Centerstone. They've got a big event coming up, and I've got Aaron Camfield in the studio with me from Centerstone. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Believe it or not, I used to do some running, okay? I know, kind of gandering over here right now, I don't run anymore.
It's okay, neither do I.
But I can walk the 5K, right?
Yes, you can.
I walk every day. I try to walk every day. Like in my neighborhood, I got like a little mile and a half thing. And it's just kind of, it's nice. Kind of clears my head, kind of get my thoughts together. You know, I don't have my phone on me. Woo! Is that nice?
It is nice.
I'm just saying right now, but you guys have an event coming up that I believe we talked about this last year. Tell us what's going on next Saturday.
Yes, so next Saturday, as you mentioned, at Ray Fosse Park, Centerstone is hosting their third annual Life Story 5K Run and Walk. This is an event for bringing about suicide prevention awareness. So it's a great event for people to come together, unite in how suicide may have impacted their lives, or if they just love to run or competitive runners. We did take it out to the streets this year.
Cool.
So it is an actual 3.1 mile.
Nice. Race. It is a 5K.
It's a true 5K.
Okay.
And as for those that don't care to run but maybe like to walk, might be a little bit concerned about making it all the way through, we'll have volunteers lining the race course.
Great.
So they can always stop and talk with one of them and say, I need a ride to come pick me up and take me back to the event area.
I love everything about it, Aaron. I really do. You know, and the folks at Centerstone, I know this is going on all like over Illinois. They got another one coming up and what have you. So I'm going to share the website on our socials, which I think is the easiest way to do this. Because you can Google it, which is what I just did. You have 8 days, 23 hours, 32 minutes and 28 seconds. You have a little countdown timer on there. I like that. You know, I'll just say this, the more that you live, some life, sometimes things good and bad happen. It's just life. And, I was kind of brought up in a family where my mom and dad, I was very lucky in the family I grew up with, just being real with you. They always said, Kent, hey, when it gets real tough, you can always talk to somebody. And I've remembered that. Is that kind of the thing that you're going to be stressing here too, about just talking to somebody?
Yes. So, you know, we'll have all kinds of health and wellness organizations there as well. So there will be plenty of resources available. So people who might be struggling with thoughts of hurting themselves or mental health, anxiety, depression, they have the opportunity to kind of walk around and talk with different organizations and see maybe what they offer, what might be the right fit for them. You know, we do have resources in our own backyard. Things are getting better in the mental health industry as far as services that are provided. So, you know, we just want to make sure that people in the community who might need assistance or someone to talk to know who all is out there and who's available to talk with them. We also have a speaker coming in. He is a suicide attempt survivor.
Wow.
His name's Charles Mooneyham, and he'll be joining us this year, and he'll be telling us about his story and how mental health played an impact in his life and how he has kind of helped himself deal with his thoughts and is now living a wonderful life with, a husband and happily, you know, owns his own business. So.
Love it. I love everything about it because there's more to your story, all right? There really is. And everybody's got a story. And my story, it may look like a kid from kindergarten colored out of the lines or whatever. But it's my story, you know? I don't know. I just feel like this is something that, thanks to you guys at Centerstone, I hear your messages on the radio, and it's like you're bringing light to this. So thanks. Thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you. You know, we just want to make sure that the stigma behind mental right. health and thoughts of suicide is erased, that people aren't ashamed, that they realize that they're not alone.
Yeah.
And that if they are having thoughts of hurting themselves or, you know, just suffering from anxiety or depression, that they find the right person to talk to and get the help that they deserve and they need.
This is a very cool event. It's next Saturday at Ray Fosse Park in Marion. Y'all know where that's at. It is Saturday, September the 6th. What time we start?
7 a.m.
Seven bells, baby. Hey, that's my time. That's when I have the most energy. I got to do this. All right. For the late people, they're like, but no, seriously, this is when you get out there and enjoy a beautiful day with folks in the same kind of thing that we're just really bringing awareness to this deal. So I'll share the life story, 5K run and walk for suicide prevention with our friends from Centerstone. I'll share that on our Facebook page here in just a little bit. But Aaron Camfield, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and I appreciate the fact that you also have folks that will help if I get too tired walking and bring me back. I really appreciate that too with Z100. If you're